I want to invite up our next speaker to the stage, Tamara Asma. Tamara is a Palestinian woman. Her family is from Nablus. She was born in the Middle East but has been here since 1986, and she's going to speak to you now about her experience and the struggle of the Palestinian people. Please make her welcome.
I pay my respects to the Gadigal people, the traditional owners of this land, and I extend my deepest gratitude to our First Nations friends who have stood in solidarity with us for over 600 days of genocide, even while they grieve the unspeakable injustice of nearly 600 Indigenous deaths in custody. Continues for centuries. And this speech is for Prime Minister Albanese and Senator Wong, for Chris Minns, for Jacinta Allen, and for all of Australian Labor who continue to be on the wrong side of history. I hope you are listening. I hope you hear this. Last year, I stood up here to deliver a message from Gaza from my dear friend Mahmoud Moussa. He was a journalist before Israel's invasion. And since 2023, he has been buried under rubble, displaced many times, and has lost over 100 members of his extended family, including his brother and his niece. Every day is a brutal fight for survival for Mahmoud and his wife, Hadil, who are trying to raise their two sons, Adam, who's 2, and Hamoud, who's 4. This is Mahmoud's original message from last year. He said, "Nowhere in Gaza is safe. It has become a graveyard for our dreams and hopes of the future. The conflict we live through is a struggle for the bare necessities of life. The blockade deprives us of food, medicine, and turns our daily existence into a nightmare. Water is polluted, electricity is scarce, schools and hospitals are destroyed, and people live in constant fear and terror. We ask for nothing more than to live with our right to dignity, and we call on the Australian government, and particularly the media, to stop dehumanising us. We call on you all to raise your voices and demand an end to this unfathomable cruelty and to seek justice for the Palestinian people." Now somehow, miraculously, Mahmoud and his family have survived multiple attempts on their lives and are still surviving in the apocalypse that is now Gaza. I'm going to read a message now that I received from Mahmoud just a couple of nights ago. "Tonight, I went out hoping to receive some flour or food from the aid trucks. I failed. But what's worse is that we came so close to death when we were ambushed by the IOF and there was heavy bombing and gunfire. Many men were martyred in front of me. It was chaos, and only by the mercy of God did I survive. Yes, we are living in conditions that are unfit for human life, but we have not lost our humanity, dignity, or our belief that light must come no matter how long the night lasts. And so we carry on, wounded in spirit but unbroken. Hope is the only weapon we have left. And I cannot describe how much strength we draw from knowing that there are people, even far away, who truly feel with us. The Israelis are trying to erase our existence, but they have failed because identity lives. Identity lives not in the buildings or the clothes we inhabit, but in our hearts, culture, history, and convictions. We are stripped of everything material, but we are rich in our principles and in the solidarity we feel from free people like the activists in Australia. And every time I see the Palestinian flag being raised across the world, to be seen, that is a kind of nourishment too. So keep raising your voices. Keep shaking the silence. You are not just amplifying us. You are helping to keep us alive. We are not just victims, but people who still dare to dream. And maybe, maybe this horror is the painful birth of a new world, one that holds more justice, more empathy, more connection. It may be a long road ahead, but the fact that we're walking it together makes all the difference. From Gaza, we send back our love, our light, and our prayers. Thank you to all who have walked beside us, always. Mahmoud. I want to thank Mahmoud for these beautiful, tender words that he's found time to write them amidst all the horror, and I cannot believe that things are worse for him now than they were a year and a half ago. And so I ask our Prime Minister and Senator Wong to stop and just imagine for a moment what Mahmoud and his family and all the families in Gaza have endured. From the shock of losing your home and life as you know it, to trying to grieve your family members, constantly searching for shelter and for food. And then once you're settled, you're moved on and on again and again in a game of psychological torture, never knowing if your tent, your family, or your turn is next. Many of us are parents. Albanese and Wong, you are parents. Imagine trying to be a parent in the middle of a genocide, watching your children killed or maimed or slowly starving. Senator Wong, you told SBS that that sense of knowing what it's like to be marginalized and what it's like to be excluded instilled in me a very strong sense of wanting to change that. And yet you have changed nothing for the Palestinian people. You've only parroted empty words. You repeated the tired line that Israel is a friend and that this genocidal, apartheid, ethno-state has a right to defend itself. It does not. Prime Minister, you use the excuse that Australia is a minor player in our ability to influence events in the Middle East. If that's the case, then it should be easy to meet our legal obligations to the Genocide Convention to not only punish but prevent genocide. And under international law, we are required to act. And merely sanctioning a couple of Netanyahu's extremist ministers is performative at best. And as Israel continues to commit war crimes on an unprecedented scale and ethnically cleanse Gaza and the West Bank, here is a chance for Australia to reject Zionism and to adhere instead to our powerful values of humanity and social justice, and to start taking real action.
Action now.
Action now, and in a true democracy, as we claim to be, our elected government speaks for the people. And now that you have a majority parliament, there's no more excuses. The recent Oxford poll said that 82% of voters and 90% of Australian voters believe that Israel's deliberate blocking of aid into Gaza cannot be justified. You represent us, so do the right thing.
Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar!
The grotesque horrors being visited on the people of Gaza can be stopped. We have the tools. But do you have the courage to wield them, or will you just keep blocking dissenting voices on social media, Senator Wong?
Shame! Shame!
years, or one that never ended. And even though last time I was here, he accidentally fell asleep on the couch and forgot to come, he's here today.